This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The thing that I like about this rivalry...
Why did I just hear City Limits there?
Times. Not like he's not dressing us up. He's a heck of a talent that you try to bottle up, but you never can. And sometimes it's come down to just having the ball out and being able to get off the field when we can.
All right, that was a kind of a sullen Cam Hayward when talking about bottling up Lamar Jackson and saying it's not like he hasn't diced us up before. Well, he really hasn't. We also heard Austin's voice in there for some reason. What was that all about, Seth? Why am I hearing him getting all animated about who knows what?
I hit the Sunday Night Football, but it somehow played the first thing in here, which was limits respecting Baltimore.
Mm. The Baltimore respecter, Austin City Limits.
Kabali now in with us. What have you made of that whole conversation this week, whether it's more hate or more respect for the Ravens?
You know, I think they took that from something the players were saying over the years. When you play a team like the Bengals or even the Browns, they absolutely despise them. But when they play the Ravens and they're done with them, I know players have said that before, you sort of respect what they put out there and what they do. Maybe they took that to the extreme. But what do they know? They're 25, right? 23. When this rivalry started, they were...
pups, if not still...
still in their diapers.
Not even born in some cases.
So the first Steelers-Ravens game was in 96? No way Bechtold was alive then.
Probably not. Now I don't think Donnie was he?
Donnie was one.
Bechtold might have been zero.
Is there any truth to the rumor that Donnie wore a flannel shirt to the gathering on Wednesday?
He did.
I said that is his dress-up. I love it.
What would you wear in that situation?
He'd go the Fetterman route. He'd have on what he has on right now.
No, I'd do the pomp route.
The pomp route?
No, the pomp show route.
Oh, okay. I was going to say pop.
Jeans, a jacket, and a dress shirt.
Very, very consistent.
Pop had like penny loafers on. He was very well dressed.
He had the I wear a suit every day for work, so I'm not going to wear a tie today.
But he wore a fun suit.
Yeah.
It was like a leprechaun suit. It was green.
Yeah. No, it was like I'm styling and profiling. And then he was drinking French martinis.
If anybody would drink French martinis, I think it was
Paul. Well, he was like the French martini evangelist. You got to try this.
There was another guy there in flannel, too, and I couldn't tell if it was somebody on our end or if it was a client. He was almost a mini Donnie. Chris, I don't know if you noticed him, but there was a guy who had the same kind of checkered flannel thing going on.
I did not
with
see
short
that.
Hair, and the only difference was he was not as tall and he had glasses.
Did you know that our boss Craig's suit, like, he wore a blazer with, like, a black dress shirt, and the blazer, I swear to God, looked like it was velour.
It was not, like, normal material,
it was
sure.
It was, like, a weird crushed velvet or something-looking thing. There was one other guy in this building who wore a jacket the color of, like, what the Riddler's suit is.
Yeah, Mark, you were there, and you were invited. You just blew it off.
No comment. No, I think the kid had a basketball practice, so I couldn't... You know, you can really blame a lot on your... kids, and you'll find this out.
You could use it as excuses to get out of things?
Yeah, as your daughter gets a little older. You know, I got to drive her to dance, man. I can't. So I got nobody to watch her.
You've used that excuse on me for this show, so now you're just telling me.
No, that wasn't an excuse. The boy had a couple baseball games on a Friday, but that's the only time. I wouldn't lie to you.
Cam Hayward there on Lamar. Do you agree with Mulsey and Crowley that this is going to be the first time Lamar has a monster game against the Steelers? Are you sensing that?
I mean, Lamar? We got to figure out what monster means right
has
now.
Has a breakout game. Is their best player. I don't think he's really had a game where he is clearly their best player against the Steelers.
Well, he looks like the MVP against them.
Yeah, he's thrown a bunch of interceptions in the past. He hasn't played a lot. But I think he can put up big numbers, yeah. I mean, but he can still, I think, put up big numbers, and they can still lose the game. So I think that's different than in years past.
That's exactly how I opened the show, Mark. I said they can beat him low, they can beat him high this time. They can win a shootout.
Oh, I think absolutely they can win a shootout, especially with that secondary and the defense. They should be able to put up a lot of points. I look at it this way. If it's the higher the score it is, I think the better opportunity, might sound weird, the Steelers can win this game. If the Steelers want to come out and just grind, ground, pound,
do you think they
close
will?
To the vest?
Do you think they're going to want to? You think Mike has been very good about giving Russ like the agency to actually try to make plays. Do you think he's going to get sucked back into the old, it's Ravens, Steelers, it should be a knife
fight? If he does, they'll lose.
I agree with that, and that's what has me concerned is that, like, I could see this very clearly playing out this way. He goes in and wants to make it a knife fight in an alley. Yeah. The Ravens go in and are just doing what they always do this year, which is scoring a lot of points. And the Steelers have to play catch-up. So, like, I could see a game played where the Ravens get to around 30 and the Steelers are stuck in the mid-20s somewhere and they lose and we could trace it back to maybe they have three or four empty possessions to start the game and they're playing from 10 or 14 nothing down. Like, I could see that very much happening in my
mind's eye. Why would he want to establish the run in this game, Mark?
I don't know if you established a run, how the old school established a run. You got to, you know, run the ball 15 out of the first 20 plays to set a tone. I think you have to at least present the run to be able to open up everything that's Russell and the offense wants to do with the play action, the bootlegs, and the stuff of that nature. So I don't think it's your old school establishing run, but you're going to have to run the ball because if you don't run the ball, then it takes everything else away. We've seen that in the past. But
the team that just almost beat them on a failed two-point try didn't even really attempt to run the ball.
I don't think they had a choice, though.
I also don't think that team needs to, like, set up bootlegs and play action, to be fair. I think Joe Burrow can drop straight back against anybody.
But why do we right now with Russell Wilson and
I do think
George
Russ
Pickens.
Likes to get on the move. I mean, I think Russ wants to be moving around. I don't think he wants to sit in the pocket. I think he likes to roll the pocket.
Yeah, I think he has to.
Because he doesn't see over the line the way Burrow does. Burrow's 6'4". He's 5'10 and a half.
We talk about why Russell doesn't like to throw across the middle, because he's about 5'8". He might not be able to see it. I mean, you see a lot of different arm angles.
He's 5'11". What is he actually?
He's smaller than that. He's definitely, I think he's one of the, I think I was looking it up the other day.
Is he shorter than like Kyler Murray? Have you seen Kyler up close?
I think
they're
very similar.
Wow.
I think they're very similar. And I think that's why you see different arm angles, and that's why you see the pocket rolling. That's probably why you don't see a lot of over the middle type of stuff. Could you imagine him trying to throw the ball over a monster like Calais Campbell?
That's what I mean. That's why I think it's apples to oranges with he and Burrow, because Burrow's, I'll drop straight back. I'll throw the ball. I'll step up and find.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And Ja'Marr Chase, who's going to have 8,000 yards against the Ravens in his career and never beat them.
Yeah, back to the original question of, is Tomlin going to go back to the old 13-10 knife fight? I mean, nothing over this win streak, or were they three in a row now, four in a row, has pointed to him changing the way it's working. I mean, you would think he would. It's working this way, and I've been likening it to the George Costanza opposite, right? Everything he does, what would normally do, he's doing the opposite, and it's working great.
So just keep that going.
Keep that going. But eventually, you know, George had to go back.
To being George.
George. So is that going to be the game? Like I said, if he goes back to being George, they lose this game. They have to continue to do what they do.
Put the foot on the gas.
Yes.
Let me ask you something. It's not going to get in the weeds, but that 17-10 game last year, not the last one of the season, that was played in a monsoon, but the Kenny game, Kenny to Pickens. We all remember watching that game, and Lamar threw a bad pick in the end zone, but his receivers dropped more passes than I've ever seen a team drop. Does Mike watch film on something like that game, going back, you know, the beginning of last year, and say, yeah, it was a 17-10 game, but, like, did we really play well enough for it to be, or did we get lucky? Do you think he's introspective like that, or is he well, that's what the result was, so that's what the game, you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm getting at here? Like, would he look at that and say, I can't just assume I'll hold them down because one game the guy didn't even play, the other game his receivers were trying to catch a ball covered in Crisco.
I think they just look at what happens this year. I don't think they really look at
So he doesn't even go back?
Year.
Okay.
I think he knows he's been part of this.
Do you think he feels like he has the kryptonite to Lamar Jackson, that they have the magic formula?
I don't know if a magic formula, but it's been the definitely formula that's worked. But eventually that formula might not work. Or you would think that they would be smart enough, the offense, and Lamar Jackson be good enough, and especially with Derrick Henry in here, to be able to counter what has worked against
Do you think
him.
This is the best version of Lamar and the Ravens offense that they will have seen? Given who they have personnel-wise, given how he is currently playing.
How could it not be?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm like, okay, I'm not going to rip Pony for this. I think he's like the Pied Piper a little bit, but I'm just astonished at the amount of extreme confidence we have been getting from people who call or who tweet, like, same old Lamar against the Steelers. They're going to keep him bottled up. They've got the quarterback advantage with Wilson over Lamar.
I did say that.
Yeah, he said. I don't know how you.
I'd rather
say
have Russ in this game.
I don't know how people can.
Come
feel
on, you're
this
Mr.
Confident.
You're Mr. Unlimited.
I know, but
lover.
I don't know if I would do that. I mean, in years past, when they were successful against Lamar wasn't actually a very good thrower of the ball. I think that has changed drastically this year. I think he can throw the ball is with some of the best in the league right now. So that's going to present a different problem. In itself, I don't think he's going to beat them with his legs. I don't think that. I think that's almost going to be a non-factor of Lamar. He's not going to get your 80, 90 yards.
Why is that? Just the way they play it?
I really think Patrick Queen is a difference maker when it comes to that. I think that's not the main reason, but a big part of reason they want to go get Patrick Queen is so they can run with a guy like Lamar. You don't have to do crazy schemes to be able to hold him in the pocket. You're like, hey, number six, go catch him. Go, you know, you don't have to spy on him. So I think that creates, and plus, Patrick Queen's going to be just a tad bit motivated too, as we heard from him earlier. So I think
he's coming off his best game.
I think he's a big key in this game. And I honestly think if you look back on it, if you're going to say they're going to win or lose, I think it's going to be if they can hold Henry from having that big, significant run, which he seems like to have. One every single game that just kills you.
But not against the Steelers. They've done a great job on him so far.
Yeah, but
career.
Not this year. I mean, this year he's been pretty much every game he's had one of those.
He scored a touchdown
runs.
In every game this year. He's 10 for 10.
And probably should be more. Lamar has a couple as well. But I don't think they can give up the big plays like that.
He didn't score against Tampa. Oh, he scored a receiving touchdown. I thought you meant rushing.
Do you think that he will, so his total in Vegas, I think, is 89.5 rushing yards. Do you think Henry goes over or under that, Mark?
I think he goes over. I mean, if Tyrone Tracy can go over, why can't Derrick Henry go over? But
they
have
to shut down the Washington run.
But I guess we have to put a little asterisk next to that. Todd Monk and Harbaugh have to stick with it, man. They seem to get enamored with Lamar, and I understand why he's a two-time MVP, leading candidate for an MVP, but when they do stink or when they do struggle offensively, they tend to forget about Derrick Henry. They can't do that. They got to feed him the ball because eventually those 2-2-3-2s are going to turn into an 81. And we've seen it against this team probably, two of the last three games maybe?
But yeah, I think he's got 280-yard-plus runs this year.
I'm talking about against the Steelers. Oh. I'm talking about Tracy, and I'm talking about –
they've done a good job against Henry historically. I know he's not had Jackson as a
75
quarterback.
75 yards, I think, is
why do you high. Why do you think they've done a good job against Henry in the past, admitting that like his current situation
is
different?
That's probably the reason why, because they probably really didn't care about the quarterbacks he was facing, the Tannehills and the Mariotas.
You got Roberts for Henry, and you got Queen for Lamar. That's your inside linebacker duo right there.
Yeah. I mean,
tooth chipper. Be this year's Robert Spillane and go in there and knock him on his ass.
Trust me, he's one of those guys that I wouldn't want him to see in a dark alley. Landon Roberts, tooth chipper might
he's
be.
He's a very nice guy, though. When you actually nice sit and guy. Talk to him, he's incredibly like friendly. He's got the biggest, Texas draw.
Who's the meanest in there, Sam Alo?
See, we were talking about this the other day. If we were
mirror on the wall, who's the meanest Steeler of all?
If we would do a bracket type situation like NCAA bracket, and ranking 1 to whatever, 53 or 64, you go practice squad, who would the final four of tough guys be? I think I come up with Sam Alu 1, Roberts 2. Then there's a lot of debate on some of the other ones. Like, who could win in a fight? Like, Zach Frazier might be in the top.
Oh, wrestler?
Because he wrestled. 100%. But how many of these other guys wrestled we just don't hear about?
Benton did too.
Yeah, right. But Zach Frazier, I think, could just choke you out and, you know, tap you out here.
I mean, Benton's quick. A bigger guy than him, though.
Yeah, but Zach Frazier. Anybody like picking 157-3 in his career.
Anybody pick like one. George Pickens, just like a wiry, crazy guy who's
a lot of people. I mean,
swinging.
Some people pick T.J. Watt.
How about Jaylen Warren? If the fight's on a football field, he'll have his helmet on no matter what.
I mean, even Hayward. Hayward's a big man.
My problem with Hayward in that situation is he's like, I got kids. I got to get my kids to practice. I'm not fighting with you guys.
Last year, my pick would have been Sam Alu 1 and Quan Alexander 2, but. I don't know how we got off on this tangent, but Sam Alu would always be my number one.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. More with Mark on Steelers and Ravens coming up. Does he think Deontay Johnson makes a big play in this game? First, a headline.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.